I've never been rich, at least by American standards, so it was a challenge for me to write a story from the point of view of an extremely wealthy girl. It's also true that I've never been a girl, so that was also a challenge. But I have known many ordinary girls, so I could imagine what having a plain countenance in a society that dwells on beauty must be like. This is the theme of Overcoming Beauty, how outward appearances mask the person within. This is a Christian story, so it contains illustrations from the Bible about rich and beautiful people and how God sees them compared to us ordinary folk. It is intended to be an encouragement for the majority of us who look in the mirror and mistakenly say, "What you see is what you get." No. There is so much more to a person than what you see. According to the Bible, the intangible things about a person are what matters to God, not their appearance. There are few descriptions of faces in the Bible, but many of the thoughts of the heart. So, what happens when two people meet each other who are both outward imposters, but inward saints? Can Christians see through other Christian facades and correctly determine who is truly desirable and who is a wolf in sheep's clothing? And what about new beginnings? Is it fair to hold past sins against a Christian determined to turn over a new leaf? What is the acceptable period of time to test a change for the good? These questions are important when seeking to share your life and fortune with another person, and they form the framework of this story. In case you haven't realized it from my earlier novels, I am an author of happy endings. I have been accused of ignoring reality where most people in the world live a life of bad choices, no opportunity, and suffering. I reply that my stories are about people with God in their lives, and when you listen to God, your life is better at least, and extraordinary at most. I challenge you to read this story to see which character you identify with, and then ask yourself if that is the character you wish to be. Whether a Christian or not, everyone can benefit from a feel-good story, even if your character isn't one of the good guys, because God can change you.